Today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Shop with Hotels.com now to take advantage of their great hotel deals, as well as save $30 on select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and use the code LISTEN30 at checkout. Some terms apply.
Rolling. Okay, so that's the first thing. Okay.
Jeff, okay, I think we might be the same person.
I'm very concerned how much thought you put into this.
You're kidding me!
Welcome back, everybody. Saturday is the Chicken Duck, episode 104. I was thinking about this the other day, really need to break that down into some seasons.
You can just say.
What?
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Saturdays with Chicken Duck. But you don't have to say.
Then we're just, it's just floating out there. Nobody ever knows.
Well, I'll number it.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode of Saturdays with Chicken Duck. That sounds so stupid. It's 104. joining us this week, Ryan Vu.
Hola, hello, hello, hi.
Jeff Loper.
Don't call my name out yet. I'm like dying laughing. Right
now. I don't understand what that was. I'm worried that he might have had an event.
I might have.
Grab my vape, baby, yeah.
Oh, is the song dropping today? I'm not nearly ready for that yet.
Now see, I thought I had that in my head. I had that all different. that wasn't the tempo at all that I see when you said you were a singer songwriter. See, that was more of like a rock.
More folksy.
Yeah.
Give us a little.
I thought it was gonna be like, I'm not gonna talk.
Close.
Come on.
So close.
He took a breath and everything.
I was just like, oh, he's going to do it.
Yeah, we all got real quiet.
The song changes mid-tempo and like towards the end of the song.
We got real quiet and focused hard on him.
You almost heard the songbird of your generation. Almost.
What?
People are going to love this podcast where we talk.
Literally the best pizza ever. No joke. Anyway. Back to the podcast that we were doing.
It is the best pizza of Schuylkill County of 2019. Awarded last week.
Wow. So they had time in the first 6 days of the month and year to poll everybody in Schuylkill County and win already.
Yeah, that's what I had questions about.
14% only.
Wouldn't you think that they were the best pizza of 2018?
18, yeah, for sure. For sure. Also... 14%. They won. They had 14% of the votes.
There were a lot of other votes.
There's like 50 fucking places.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty interesting article.
Yeah, but if they all got votes and they all got 11%, 10%, whatever.
Well, there was a couple that were like 10%, 11%. They're right in there.
I mean, so they won because they had the most.
So you.
The other one's supposed to be cold?
Yes. Yeah, the Snaps pizza is cold and the. Sweet Pie from the pizza place in Frackville is that's the one that just won. But you guys have never had either, right? The
Snaps. Never had either. Or,
what do you think?
I like the one with the hot sauce on it. I prefer my pizza to be at least warm rather than cold, so.
Well, it's the whole thing. It's that's the way you're supposed to eat it though. It's called pizza.
Well, that's why I didn't vote for that one.
What the hell is schmutz?
Cheese. It's a type of mozzarella, I think.
It's provolone. I already know what it is. I looked it up. It's provolone and mozzarella.
Okay.
But how do you know you can't take it to go? What do you mean? You can buy it in stores there. There's a cheese store in Hazleton. She's the fucking schmutz maker of Hazleton.
I always thought there was one that you couldn't. There was a place that you couldn't take one of the pizzas to go. I'm not sure which one it is.
Why not? Jesus.
Hefty bite of pizza.
That is seriously my favorite.
I know. He fucking lit up when I brought this.
I thought we were only getting snaps, and I was almost upset.
He said, if I would have known you were bringing sweet pie, I would have had you get me one.
Meaning my own, like, pie, because I would have sat here and ate the whole thing today.
That's what else I wanted to discuss is...
Yeah, that's what we wanted to talk to you about.
That's why I didn't bring it.
Just let me finish the pizza, bro. You guys take me wherever you want.
Approximately, I don't know, 14 or 15 times, you've mentioned that you've been going to Frackville and getting the sweet pie, and I say, hey, can you bring me some of
one
that back?
One time you've asked me to bring you some.
At least five.
And it wasn't Frackville. It was Synapse. You were asking me to bring you back food because I was going up to Hazleton.
Okay. But you went out of your way 2 minutes to go to Frackville to get the sweet pie on your way home.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah. I follow you like a hawk. I have GPS.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I'm selfish like that sometimes.
Well, I know. But do you see how easy it was? I got two pies the other day on my way home from Bloomsburg and froze one of them.
Should have got three.
See how fucking selfish.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Should have brought three. But it's cool. This
two
is
pies for
thank
19
you.
Bucks.
Dude, can't argue with the prices or anything there. I mean, the place is like, it's a row house.
Yeah. It's on the corner, like a corner row home, and it's as big as, like, as wide as a row home's living room would be, and it only goes back halfway, right? There's two seats in there, like two booths. That's it. That was the first time I ever had it.
Yeah, because it's designed for you to get it to go.
Yeah.
Family-owned, though. Guy's been there forever.
1988.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother lived, well, my mom was born and raised right, like, a half a block down the street on the same
okay, and block. It's been around... Since
then, I guess there's been a pizza shop there. One.
No, Barbara told me what there. It was before. It wasn't.
Wasn't it?
It wasn't a pizza place before.
They've been getting pizza there since it's open.
They've been open since 1988.
Right.
I saw the article about that.
Did you go to the Black Diamond? No, the Black Diamond's closed now.
What's the Black Diamond?
The bar across the street.
No, right. I don't frequent bars anymore.
Wings. They made their own wing sauce that was locally known. Let me get my old notes out here. I got a couple things to speak about.
Good.
Alexa said that the pizza's ready. I've been watching Letterkenny.
What is Letterkenny?
It's a show. I don't know if, I guess it's on Hulu or Netflix. I don't know. There's like six seasons. It is fucking hysterical.
Cartoon?
No.
Who's like the famous person?
No one. It's all about like Ontario, Canada, redneck guys. It's just funny. I recommend you checking it out.
So they talk like a boot and
no,
and...
it's not like Fargo, Canada. It's a little different, but it's really funny. I strongly recommend.
What
checking
is it about?
Out. Life in this small little hick town in Ontario, Canada.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Trailer Park Boys type.
Mm-mm.
Sitcom.
No.
How long are the episodes?
25 minutes. Definitely worth checking out. I didn't think anything of it, and then we sat and watched one episode, and then I sat and watched another 12 episodes, and I was like, it's fucking amazing.
Don't you think, though, that there is just so much stuff to yes. fucking watch? I mean, there's so much stuff that I keep hearing about that I want to watch. It's like, where do you find the fucking time?
I don't work, so.
Well,
I ain't got nothing but time.
Kind of got us there, bud. Kyle was here 2 or 3 weeks ago when he was telling me about like 2 or 3 movies. I downloaded them, dude. I haven't had I don't have time to do anything, like sitting still wise, you know.
It's funny because I would have thought that would have been your primary.
Go fuck yourself, Jeff. I do like to sit down, Jeff.
Yeah, that's people would be like, saying. We have to do this today. You'd be like, well, not until after I get my sit down time.
Whoa.
Just
a little ahead of ourselves, folks.
Move aside the shirt for everyone to see there what has become of Jim's life. He's now wearing suspenders
suspender guy now.
On the reg.
I'm not going to lie. You can you pull that off well, though. Like, if I wore suspenders, it would look weird, I think.
Well, they're coming back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for men in Berks County. Yeah, sure.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you know who else wears suspenders?
a lot of people.
Terry Crews on 99.
See? Yeah.
He's a beast. You got to be a beast to watch Spinner.
I think we made that similar. What's the word I'm looking for here? I think we made that observation before, how similar you and Terry Crews are.
I know. I mean, identical.
I forget which episode that was, but I believe Jimbo had made that reference.
I'm choking. I have cheese in the back of my throat.
Are you going to cry about it?
Some skamoots.
You should have never taken it.
That's why you're not allowed to take it.
It swells.
It swells up.
It swells once it leaves Hazleton.
Death by Skamuts.
I told you the title was going to be Skamuts.
All right.
And he's back.
We're back. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 105.
So you asked me twice today, Ryan, if I saw... you asked me.
Does anyone know CPR? Just before we continue. I watched Dumb and Dumber once. I saw...
I think my certification expired years ago.
We still on?
Just checking on us.
What did I ask you?
You had asked me if I've seen Teenage Witch Sabrina.
Well, the new one.
No, well, that's what I thought. And I said not yet.
Oh, the new one, the more mature one, whatever, right? It's like an adult one.
I said not yet.
No, wait a minute.
What?
I don't think Jeff's on.
You're kidding me!
If you could repeat everything you had said.
You motherfucker!
I'll be able to turn it up, or Michael will be. Michael might be editing this episode.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, you sound so nice
you
on that.
You son of a bitch. Now everybody's going to think I'm John Madera talking
a mile away. Vu, talk.
Hello.
Yeah, you're good too. Yeah. Okay.
Got
I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah, everybody's good.
It'll be
all right. Sorry, buddy.
It'll be all right. We'll get you.
What is happening?
17 minutes, and most of it was me eating and you explaining Firefly. So we'll be okay. Yeah.
So Casey will be like, I don't even have heard of him. And then all of a sudden it goes to silence for 5 minutes.
And then no one else has either.
And then, so you had asked me about Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And I said, not yet, because I thought he was talking about the new one.
But and he wasn't.
He was not.
You're talking about the,
talking
about the original?
Yeah. The original Sabrina with Melissa Joan Hart.
Yep.
Like 15 years ago.
Yeah. I'm on season one.
Better late than never.
How many seasons are there?
I think like six.
Wow. She's getting that.
Back then, that was like a lot of seasons because only a couple of shows, I think, ever went past that. Like Friends, I got to like 10 seasons, and that was
she's
like.
She's getting that syndication money.
She's from Clarissa yet, man.
What?
She's making all that Clarissa money.
Oh, really?
Melissa Joan Hart?
I have no idea. I mean, I know who she is, but I don't know her.
You don't know what Clarissa explains at all.
I don't know her fucking IMDb catalog.
I thought you were writing a bibliography on her.
I don't know.
Well, if you ever need to know anything,
she would have to be an author, first of all, to write a bibliography.
Oh. Anyway. So
fuck, most of my notes were for when Kyle was going to be here, but he pussied out today and said he was sick.
No. My daughter's sick. Yeah, she had a fever all weekend.
Is she all right?
She's okay.
You gave her some medicine?
He just said she's sick.
Natty Pants just had her in the tub when I left.
Well, he said he wasn't sure if he was going to come because he didn't know if he had to take her to the ER.
Well, I didn't think I was actually going to have to, but her fever was up at 102.
She's fine.
Give her Tylenol.
I did. Give her medicine. Yeah, she's in a tub. Well, was in a tub.
By herself? Like
the steam probably on?
I gave her medicine. She's fine. I'm only going to be gone for an hour.
That's the smartest place to put your kid when they're sick, because if they throw up or poop themselves, at least it's in the tub. Right?
Yeah. Yes. True.
My mom.
Set it and forget it. That's what I always say.
Funny story, never have I ever shit in the tub as an adult. And I'm drinking right now.
So you had mentioned on Friday that you were going to physical therapy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't. What's so funny about physical therapy, man? It's not
nothing.
It's not a laughing matter. I'm in pain.
I know, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. What do you go to physical therapy for?
Well,
never been mentioned before.
Well, we think it's the sciatic nerve or whatever in the back there. I've been to my doctor.
So pain in the ass.
Yeah, I had a real pain in the ass. Basically, I went to the Center for Pain Control
in the ass.
And you know what? We're talking about getting an MRI done just to see. Now, the insurance won't cover that until I go to physical therapy. But wouldn't you think you'd want to look at it first to see what might be going on?
Yeah.
You know, it just seems ass backwards to me. Ass backwards.
I used to always have to
deal
with that shit about my shoulder when I went, like, for my shoulder. It's like, I fucking feel it, and I know that it tore because it happened before. And yet they're like, oh, you have to go through physical therapy before we can send you anywhere.
It's just stupid that insurance dictates how it's done. It should be the medical professions dictate how it's done, and the insurance just has to fucking cough up what they need to pay.
I mean,
that's the whole thing, is that you're paying money. You're gambling. You're paying money and saying, I know that this month I'm going to get hurt. That's why I'm paying you my insurance money this month. And then, damn it, I lost again. And then one day it pays out. You know, you beat the house kind of thing. But they were like, oh, but by the way, we're not going to pay you that money until you first do this and that. And it's like, it's dumb. The guy who goes to school and tells me there's something wrong with my shoulder, that should be all you need to know.
So it's January 2019. I'm sure I will have hit my deductible right away. So my portion of the deductible, cool, $500 right out of my pocket. Plus my copay, it's $50 a shot. So I've already been there twice. That's $100. So that's $600.
Fucking copay is such
Happy
bullshit.
New Year.
Too.
Do you have to pay? You don't have to pay that. What's the $500 for?
Well, I have a $4,000 deductible.
Okay,
but then I have a gap insurance that will cover $3,500, and I have to meet $500.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
But you only have to pay that one time.
A year, individual.
Yeah, right. A year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yep.
So I'm hitting that. Get that out of the way.
Get that.
Go get that.
Yeah, so that's why I'm in physical therapy for this, I guess, stretch the muscle or whatever.
Does it help at all?
It makes it hurt worse once I'm done. I mean,
but think about how much easier anal will be though in the future.
Don't know that I'm going to be the recipient of that prize, but
had you done your push-offs, this wouldn't be an issue.
I do a couple pushaways.
This is good. I mean, it's always good to do that before you start anything, really. That's why I was doing it in the kitchen before we came down here.
Yeah.
You have to always do your pushaways before
anything. Like yard work, laundry, delivering packages, if you're working at a store, whatever.
I mean, it's like a pre-workout for your pre-workout.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I want more of that pizza.
Well, go upstairs and get some.
He didn't hear any of that story.
I haven't been listening.
Sweet pie. Sweet pie. Sweet pie. Sweet pie.
Sweet pie was good. It was good. I like that more than the cold one.
So, should we go over my stuff here?
Oh, shit. Jeffrey has notes. Right,
so you can pull up. Yeah, pull up the Discord thing.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a Taco Bell story.
That's fucking nonsense again.
Why are you going on a website? What's happening?
Pull up the app.
Never mind. Who opens apps by typing it in? No, click on the chicken duck on the top left, and then click on WTF.
Oh, this chick again.
Yeah. No, click on WTF there on the left. I added a channel. Okay. All right, so...
Oh.
So, throughout my weeks, I always come across lots of things that either... Things that irritate me about people, or just poor designs and shit that pisses me off that they exist in the world. What?
This is why we need Johnny M to buy us a TV.
Yeah, and then we just pop it.
John,
on the
I
screen.
Need you here.
Yep.
Yeah, to buy us TV.
So
anyway,
so
what are we looking at here, Jeff?
So what I decided to do was, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care if people think I'm weird. If I see something that pisses me off, I'm just gonna take a picture of it. So that way, it reminds me on the podcast to talk about it.
Oh, the angry fucking photographer.
Yes.
Back.
Yeah. So, the first thing is,
what are you doing, sir? Just taking a picture for my podcast.
I'm a mad photographer.
I'm gonna forget about this till Sunday.
I want to tell my friends about this asshole who parked like this. Yeah. No. So.
So the first thing here, this is in my truck, okay? And what I took a picture of is there's a button on the dash there. It's that A with the circle around it, okay?
The Avengers.
Not the hazard light.
You push that and the
Avengers. Yeah, the
Avengers.
Yeah, it calls fucking Iron Man. yeah, so a lot of new cars now. A lot of new cars have this system in it.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
A lot of new cars now have this system where the engine automatically shuts off when you stop. And then when you let go of the brake, it starts up again. It's supposed to save fuel, right? Sounds like a great feature, okay? And in my truck, the only way to turn it on default, it's on. So every time you turn the car on, it's on. So you have to hit that fucking button every time to turn it off. Now, at first, I was like, well, I don't care. That's a cool feature. I like that. Saved me on some gas, whatever, mm-hmm. right? Until I realized that, and they were telling, oh, don't worry. When that light turns green, as soon as you take your foot off that brake, it starts up quick. You can't even beat it, getting your foot from the brake to the gas pedal.
I hate that.
Yeah, it has a diesel truck.
So it works, and it's fast enough, whatever. But then the problem I ran into was I discovered that when your engine shuts off, so does the pressure to your power steering. So when I try to make a quick left turn, suddenly I'm in an old fucking car with no power steering, yanking the shit out of my steering wheel because it takes a good 30 seconds for it to freaking kick back in.
That long.
So yeah, so shitty feature. So I'm like, why? There's a crap design. Why do I have to hit this fucking button every time? Why can't you have it on default be off at least?
And if you want it,
or have
turn
a feature,
right.
Or they have fucking computers in them. Have a feature inside it where I can turn it off or turn it on permanently. Change it to whatever the default would be. Mm-hmm. But no, my truck, I got to hit this fucking button every time.
Yank the fucking button off and hardwire it. Jump it.
Sure. I'll do that. I'll have to YouTube it, I guess, first.
I know, that's one of the...
And then go to mechanic school and learn how to fucking...
I hate that in rental cars when they have that, because...
I know how to twist wires together, dickhead, but...
It always feels like if you want to make a quick, evasive maneuver, that you're not going to be... It's not going to fucking turn on fast enough.
Right. But it's not that it doesn't turn on. It's about that the power steering doesn't kick in yet. So I took a picture because that really pissed me off because it was just a shitty design. How do you design that and not come across that situation where you're turning the car at a left? You're at a left turn lane. Light turns green, arrow, and you go, and you can't fucking turn. I don't know. It just really pissed me off, so I took a picture of it. Scroll down.
I took a picture.
You need therapy, brother.
I'm trying to find this picture. The same thing in a rental car the one time. I believe it was a Chrysler, Dodge. Yeah. No, Dodge and Chrysler aren't the same thing, are they?
They're the same company, but different brands. But yeah.
I forget what kind of car it was, but the volume knob, it was a round shifter. Like you ever see those round shifter where you just turn it?
Yeah, it was like that. It only did a quarter turn either way.
You turn it to draw to whatever reverse drive. Neutral drive.
I'm talking about the volume.
Oh, the volume? No. The volume was a regular.
Okay.
You just turn all the way around.
So he's switching gears wanting to turn the volume down.
Well, that's why I'm trying to find
the fucking picture. What's wrong with that knob? I have that kind of thing.
They were right next to each other on the fucking.
So you couldn't,
like
roll
if you're
your
driving down the road
it.
And you're like, oh, good up. Song.
Yeah.
Fucking. Reverse.
Blew the engine
terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible
design.
Fucking
see,
design.
That's a picture that I'm going
to
start taking.
I'm trying to
yeah.
fucking find it, but I don't know what
that's great.
Though. What's wrong with Giant?
Okay, so at the grocery store, at this Giant, these are the self-check lines, okay? And they first originally had it where there was just a free-floating bag holder like that, right? On this big, because that whole thing is weighted, right?
Scan it. You got to put
scale.
It on the table.
Yeah, so it was a big scale, and it had a free-floating bag thing, so you can move it around. Whatever. You had this whole table to put your shit on, basically, right?
Okay.
And then one day they decided, oh, you know what? We're going to redesign this, and we're going to put permanently stationary bag holders here in
this
spot.
They didn't run it by you.
What?
They didn't run
they
it
didn't
by
run it by me. But here's the problem, okay?
Now you get a case of water.
You get a case of water. Where you fucking put it?
I had that problem yesterday, and then it says when you put the case of water
too
on
too heavy.
There, please remove the last item.
Yeah, I'm
it's
like
okay,
your
now
scale.
What?
Deal with it. yeah. But no, I was pissed because if you look on the left there, I have two T's, some pull-ups, and a fucking milk stacked on top of each other in the one little corner where you can actually put things. And it's just stupid to me. So you can only go through that line if you have enough items for only three bags, basically.
Why don't you put them in your cart?
You can't. You can't take them off the scale. You no, you no. cannot.
It's a seven-item or less self-checkout.
If you take it off, listen. If you take an item off the scale, it'll say, "Please put that last item back on the scale," or you need the manager to come over and scan it to cancel it out.
Redner's doesn't do that. Redner's, you got to put it in the bag. But once you put it in the bag, you can move the bag off the.
No, because it does is usually the scale takes the weight of everything to make sure you're not stealing something. Yep. So you have to leave it on.
Here's
there.
Here's the picture I found it of the knobs.
Yeah, yeah. That
right next to it.
I mean, if they were the same size, it'd be even worse. But
turn it up.
Yeah, that would be funny. All of a sudden, your car just goes. You're like, what the fuck? All right, now here's something. Again, at Giant, okay, they have the mini shopping cart, okay? And if you look, the pitcher took it sideways, bro. But if you look at your handle right there, right? What's on the left-hand side there?
Dude, I always have a problem.
Cup holder!
I'm like, where am I supposed to put my second hand?
No, but here's the thing. If you go to the next time you're at the grocery store.
Jeff,
okay,
I think we might be the same person.
I've said that for a long time. Hold on, listen. So next time you're at the grocery store, I want you to get a shopping cart, and I want you to try to push the shopping cart with both of your hands together in the center of that fucking handle. And you tell me how easy it is to turn that fucking cart or make left turns and right turns with that. No. You put your hands
on the wrist.
One on the far left, one on the far right. Well, now I can't put my hand on the far left because there's a fucking permanent cup holder there.
You know what I always
nobody uses, by the way.
I always have to put my hand.
Cup holders in the shopping cart?
It's stupid.
Never seen that.
It's well, because they have fucking Starbucks there at Giant now that you can buy coffee.
Not in my Giant. There's no Starbucks.
They don't, and
Target.
They still have.
They just did that to piss me off.
Target.
Giant has it too.
See,
and,
they saw
missing.
Me take a picture of that fucking register, and now they did this to me.
Yeah, I always put my hand like up over that. I always feel
I
so
hold the
awkward.
Whole, I hold the whole thing, but again, that's where your left hand is supposed to be.
I don't have a cup. I don't fucking drink.
I've never seen anybody drinking anything during while shopping for groceries.
If anything, you steal grapes. So. But yeah, I'm like, that's so stupid. We're
not any
grapes? That pissed me the fuck off.
Who's a coward? What?
Oh, okay. So that was something that just people about people. That was a note. It was just a
we
note.
Live in a world of cowards.
Yeah, it was
Jeffrey's
a note.
Note to himself on Discord.
That was Friday night at 6:15. Who fucking pissed in your Cheerios?
So,
oh my god, that's fucking.
I love
so
the
we're
Discord
dealing,
app.
See,
who apologized to you with their head down?
Yeah, no. No, so what that was to remind me about was the fact that one of the problems I think we have with people, especially with the kids and stuff and growing up, is that, now I don't even remember what I fucking wrote that about. Was it about fucking parents?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
I got to come back to that one.
Keep scrolling. It's all right. Your mic's not on.
Fuck! This whole time.
Keep scrolling.
All right. So that one there, that was just the other night. I took a picture of this guy as I passed him in the right lane.
Hold on. No, wait. When did you decide that you were going to start doing
Friday
like
night?
Monday.
Go back to the first picture. That's when he decided.
Monday.
At
so this is all within 1 week. Things that just know
that
knows
that
me
was all one trip.
Yeah,
can't wait till we get to stage three.
Yeah, yeah. That was just one 20-minute trip to the grocery store was the first
one. Oh my god. Okay,
so
what is
hold on.
That person's eating something.
Yes,
isn't
it? Yes. Just go up a second. Okay. All right, so that's why I knew this was gonna be great because you guys have visuals now. All right, so this guy here, so I'm in the left lane on 22. And
you were in the left lane there?
No. Before I passed him. Oh, okay. I passed him on the right and took a fucking picture of his dumb ass.
Because he was going
so
slow?
So I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, fucking going 10 miles an hour under everyone else on the highway. And he, as I'm passing by, I notice he's on his fucking cell phone with his hood up. Windows are closed, by the way, but has his hood up for whatever fucking reason.
No heat in the car.
You wear a hoodie, you put your hood up while you're driving?
Sometimes.
Why?
He's
How do you see?
He's trying to go to Arby's and no one wants to notice him.
That's fucking. How do you see? Your peripheral vision.
I'll show you.
But the biggest problem was this is a typical guy who's driving slow in the left lane while on his cell phone texting and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like your classic, like, don't do anymore.
So you're driving in the right lane
taking
pictures.
Yeah. Well, it's blurry. I literally
obviously going
moves.
Over the speed limit because you're passing
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy. So then the next picture here, I pulled.
Are those cats?
I pulled into a laser tag place to drop my kid off at a party, and I saw this random guy feeding like 12 stray cats in the
He's
parking
outside
lot.
The farmer's
hey,
market.
Hey, buddy, look over here.
Well, you know, there was just weird. A big stink about that in the on 69 News that somebody got some lady got fined for it for
over here?
Feeding the stray cats.
Feeding stray cats, yeah, around her house, and she actually took them like to get them spayed and neutered and all that
They're
shit.
Not stray
she
anymore.
Paid for it. You know what I mean?
Well, there's an episode
to prevent them from having, you know, more. And she got fined for it. And she's been doing it for like 12 years.
Well, there's a whole Adam Ruins Everything episode where one of the things he talks about is one of the problems we have with animals is stray cats because they just constantly reproduce and cats will kill for no reason. Oh, yeah. They don't kill just to eat. So. The stray cats themselves.
Cats are dicks.
Dude,
yeah,
I used
cats
to.
Are di- yeah,
real
quick. Around with their asshole showing.
I used to live Joe with Greg Durang, and he had this cat, Bob, and Bob would get out at night, and Bob didn't even have any fucking claws, and we'd come home like the next day, and there would just be a rabbit laying there with his fucking head torn off. And just like his ears were just chewed a little bit. And
he just punched him.
Bob's just sitting
paws.
There like, hey guys.
What's up?
Oh my God. Yeah, so cats will kill for no reason. So I guess like there have been like thousands of species of birds that have been killed off because of stray cats.
Murderers.
Yeah.
Well, that's
why. But I just thought it was weird because I pulled in the parking lot and I was
Maybe
like, hold
he's
on.
Training them, too.
I stopped in the middle of the parking lot with my truck and just fucking took a picture real quick of this fucking guy.
Well,
I never saw it before. Like, there's so many cats there.
At the farmer's market.
Yeah, every week.
Cats, yeah.
But it's definitely illegal. It was just like a big thing about it on 69
fucking,
News.
If you go to the diner, 61 Diner. Like, they have a whole fucking village set up
yeah.
for
yeah,
them
back
there.
Yeah,
they have,
like, there. A canopy out there.
On both sides of the train tracks.
Right.
On the diner side
and
the
market
side.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go behind the restaurant by my house, the ranch house.
Ranches.
Same thing behind the fucking
Same people.
Big
same cats.
Same cats. There, it's
they figured it out.
Well, they are right along the train. So, I mean, they. I'm sure that they. I'm
right.
sure that
I
they travel the
let's
tracks.
Take, let's take.
They hop on a train.
Train
let's
cats.
Conductor cats.
Oh, so right now you're telling me that a cat, a group of cats,
travels the train tracks.
Travels
of Berks County
between Muhlenberg Township. And
Sinking Spring.
Yeah.
There's a big gang issue around here, and it's the cats.
They have, if they know they're getting food at both places, they'll go breakfast at one spot, dinner at the other.
Yeah.
You think
and
they
I'm
can make
sure
that
they probably lunch spot along the way somewhere, too.
You think that maybe they would vote on the best pizza?
I'm very concerned how much thought you put into this.
How long have we been talking about it? I've been thinking about it that
He's
long.
He's looking up cat train.
No. I want to know the distance between the diner and the ranch house.
Well, you got to think train.
I'm
train.
Relax.
Distance.
I need to
train distance.
Well, because it's a shorter track distance than it is if you go through roads.
Depending on the speed of the train. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of variables to this.
Absolutely. Cats can move pretty quick, too, especially, about this.
So there's walk, bike, bus, car, but no train option.
Think about this,
though. There is a train, but the train doesn't exist there.
What if they might actually sometimes get on the train itself, too?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they take the train part
you,
away.
If it's only a 2.5-hour walk.
Yeah.
For a human.
Man, that doesn't seem very long.
Think about a pack of cats.
How fast they are.
Yeah,
coming in like with a dust cloud behind them,
and if they all get together, they're cutting down.
It just sounds like that rolling up. Must be a dozen cats.
I'm gonna have to use the bathroom in a second. I'm gonna piss my pants.
Sometimes,
what are you like 65 miles an hour?
It's a pack of cheetahs now.
Sometimes at night
when
I'm out.
When there's a pack of them, they really get moving.
Yeah, I mean, they draft each other. And everything, you know what I mean?
Like NASCAR.
Sometimes at night when I'm outside smoking, Barbara says, is that the train coming? Nope.
The cats coming for dessert. They really like the pecan pie down the street.
Starts real low.
You can hear the rumbling.
Cats.
Oh, my
God. Start your engines.
Oh, man. There's got to be a gift somewhere about cat trains.
Keep scrolling.
All right. So, what do we have here, Jeffrey?
All right, so the next picture is a picture of my son, but he's holding a bag.
It's not most of your son.
So, he came from a birthday party that was not his own. And I wanted to just ask you guys, what has happened with kids' birthday parties?
Bring a present, you get a present.
Yeah.
He got a fucking...
What is going on? Now, like, apparently...
I remember
you go to a birthday party, and you come home now with a freaking gift, like,
we
almost equivalent to what you purchased for that kid.
You say you don't feel bad for Casey.
I said I remember Casey doing that as a kid.
Casey always got a gift when he came over. Because we felt bad for him. Oh. Anyway.
Real quick while I'm
thinking
about
that. That's
insane. Yes, but it's all kids' parties now. It's ridiculous. You go to any kid birthday party, and you maybe buy a $20, $25 gift for that kid, whatever, and you go to a laser tag place or a bounce you or whatever, and you come home with a bag of fucking gifts for your own kid.
What kind of gifts were in the bag?
There was like
a kazoo.
There was like a Nerf basketball hoop with a little basketball up, and like some kind of like light up glow thing and some other shit, and then not silly putty but some other fucking toy whatever. But it was like, why?
What did you tell Miles before?
It's a thanks for coming gift.
Yeah, I get that, but it's getting out of hand. Okay,
and then that is a little out of hand. And like a little bit of candy or something.
Well, then what's kidding me too is like if your kid has a birthday.
Cape Fear.
That is, by the way, George Miller, that your Cape Fear poster is on the way.
On the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Luke
Thanks
Craig.
For coming to the party.
So the other thing, too, though, is that like if you want to have celebrate your birthday in school, right?
I mean, that's an expensive bag.
Well, it's just a brown bag. Or
but it's if you have to buy 50 fucking bags,
well,
Jeff.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I know.
That's not, okay, so let's just.
It's like $1.35 bag.
Right,
and
so you've spent $50 on bags.
Are so fucking cheap.
I know, the bags.
No, I'm not cheap.
Yeah, it's a fucking bag for a kid's birthday party.
How many kids, though?
How many kids, Jeff?
I don't know. We'll say 10 to 15
gifts.
They're not expensive gifts.
So you're looking at least $11
But listen,
in
the
bags.
The point is, you're throwing your kid a birthday party, and you're not doing it at your house just to hang out, right? You're doing it at like a laser tag place or a bouncy or whatever, and that costs you like $300 just to have 20 kids there. And those kids that come don't pay to be there; they're just giving a birthday gift. So now, not only are you paying for that kid to enjoy a fun time for 2 hours with your son to celebrate his birthday, but you're also then giving them gifts to all, you know, like you're already paying for them to be at the laser tag. Why are you also giving every kid gifts? It's just getting out of hand, is my point. All right, it's like going backwards.
So you,
and then
you
celebrating
told
your
kid to take his gifts back, right?
Yeah, I said we're returning them.
Hold that bag up. Hold that bag up so I can take a picture of it. Then throw it out the fucking window.
Why do you want to take a picture of my bag, Dad?
Yeah.
Because I'm not happy about it at all.
At all. It angers me.
That's what I wanted to know.
And I got
to
remember.
But
if your kid wants to celebrate his birthday in school, you know, like when it's your birthday, they give you a cake, right? No, you got to bring cupcakes to give to your whole class for your birthday. That kind of is always weird
to
me,
all
right.
too. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
No, why? Just it's your birthday. Deal with it and move on. Fuck.
What?
Real quick, before we now all these cupcakes have to be fucking peanut free and no whatever.
Bullshit.
And this no gluten, whatever. It's like, so why even bring anything in?
I agree with you. That's fucking bullshit.
It's out of control.
That shit never existed when we were in school.
No, and actually on Joe Rogan's show recently, he tied someone on and they were talking about the peanut allergy thing. And one of the reasons why it has gotten so big of a deal is because when people are pregnant and they're now telling them more and more, like, don't eat peanuts, don't eat peanuts. And so what happens is, he said that your body, just like your immune system, it's not a perfect system. It's designed that it needs to be knocked down every once in a while so it can build back up. And it learns from that, right? But if you never eat peanuts, then your body never develops an immunity to it. Right. And then when you are 1 year old and you eat a peanut, you break the fuck out in hives because you've never had it ever. And that's one of the reasons why peanut allergy has become this like huge problem now that wasn't 20 years ago.
Quickly, before we move on, what was the conversation held before you took that picture? What did you say? Why did you?
I just realized, well, instead of it being like a small bag with some junk in it that would get thrown away in a day, it was like a big ass bag with an actual like Nerf basketball hoop in it and stuff with a and I thought to myself, like, that's almost something I would buy for a kid for his birthday, you know? That's why I was like, all right, hold this fucking bag.
Thanks for coming to our birthday. Everyone's getting an iPod to go home with.
Yeah, right? That'll be the future. And everybody, all parents have to one-up each other, too. You know, it's a fucking constant, like, back and forth.
How many more pictures are there?
None.
I don't know. I don't think
that's it?
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Fuck.
Man.
I thought we were going to get a whole nother episode out of these pictures.
Sorry. But like I said, that's what I'm going to start doing. Like, when I see shit, I'm going to take a picture of it and I'll put it on this Discord. Because you can put Discord on your phone, too. So I can just upload shit from my phone right to it.
I want to watch this chick some more.
Oh, my God. Please, no. Well, that's just a clip. Some You'd have to go to actual Twitch and type her name in.
She
has streams video games or just does real life chat with her, but she has Tourette's.
Aren't you a listener of
and
our
so
podcast?
A lot of people
no
a lot of people will go and watch people like because they're good looking.
I'm normally
but
here and yeah. I hear it.
Well, don't you like to listen again to your smooth silky voice?
No,
sometimes, but I all the voices together get me kind of all excited.
Oh shit. Oh my God,
what do you got there?
Cat train jump.
Actually, I've only been listening to one podcast lately because there's a lot of episodes I'm catching up to on it. So,
what is it? What's it called?
Kings Falls AM.
Kings Falls AM.
Yeah.
And what's it about?
Just like a story of these people. Just
is it
like
a serial?
It's made up.
It's made up?
Yeah. It's almost like an audio book.
I was saying, so it's like a radio story. It's not even like a podcast. It's just like a...
What's happening?
It's like a...
Ryan listens to a fake story online.
Yeah. it's these two people go to... they do an AM radio in a small town that's supposed to be haunted and stuff. It's all fake. But it's a good story. It passes time while I'm at work.
Hmm. You don't listen to Joe anymore?
I haven't listened to that, any of the true crime.
I think Jimmy's going to get a cat.
Joey has been so fucking good lately, man. So funny.
Now I'll have to catch up, but I...
What, you're going to Jamaica?
Yes, I am.
Next week?
Yep. Well,
for
I'll
work?
There,
is Home Depot there?
Yep. Huge Home Depot warehouse.
Are you serious?
No.
I was thinking it a joke, but then I was like, wait, it's possible. I don't know.
Taking wedding pictures for his ex-girlfriend. Mom.
No, we're going to see Government Mule again for the Island Exodus.
Every time you say that, I think about that drink with the copper cup.
The
something mule.
Moscow Mule?
Yeah.
I thought it was a drone racing.
No.
Well,
there'll be a drone or two there.
You guys
sure.
Never asked me about what I got for Christmas either.
I did.
Oh, what'd you get God. For Christmas?
What'd you get for Christmas?
A drone.
Oh, I'm going to race it.
No.
It's one of those like good ones, like the white.
You fly right over, right around the ranch house parking lot.
It's a littler one. No, no boombox.
So just the drone.
Yeah, it's a littler one.
You're gonna have a camera. Are you gonna try to compete with it in the drone racing league?
No, it's really hard to control.
Oh. So yours is like is yours made by Air Hogs?
Used it twice and it's broken.
Hold on, is yours made by Air Hogs?
No, it's. I don't even know what that is.
Turkey Hill.
No, it's a nice one.
Yeah.
It's like the middle of the line one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's really fucking hard to control. And
really?
The app that.
Why? I feel like you got a shitty one then. Because the good ones, they fly easy as shit.
Well.
Like when you lose
I'm
signal.
I'm not going to lie to you, Jeff. Most of the time I've been doing it, I'm pretty. T-high. Yeah.
Turns out you're like, this is impossible to control. And then you realize you're holding the TV remote.
Why is it going the opposite way? Yeah. Hold the thing
every time
down.
I hit up, the channel changes.
No, it's been really windy anytime I've wanted to try it. But
so why don't you break out the old kite?
The app that they tell you to download for the...
Right past the kite.
Drone.
Drone. It it keeps crashing.
I thought
like
about
the app.
Flying a kite the other day.
So I tried to. I got another app like that. That link to that drone where the controls are like on the screen. But
Woo! You don't have an actual
controller.
I have a controller for it but you can put your phone onto
the controller.
The controller, so you can see like
as a camera.
As a screen. Yeah. But the app that they tell you to download for that, I think it's like a Captor or something like that it's called, is the company. That app keeps crashing.
It's probably Capture.
More like Crapture.
Catcher. Cat drones, look it up.
Captor Protocol is the... Captor GPS, that's the one we got. That's
the one. I've never seen one of those.
But when I hit start,
I know
see
that.
How it...
Well, there's no drone around.
You're not flying a drone right now.
When it's right next to it.
I know that Joe Fowler, he has a drone. He's like one of the like a couple $100 ones, whatever, like your like the ones you would classically see with the white, whatever. His is set up that like you literally like take off and it goes up. You get yourself some VR goggles and you can fly it first person.
Oh, wow. That's weird. Yeah, see how it has the remote there with the camera? But
it doesn't look like a super complicated remote.
No, it's not. Jeff, you're not understanding what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying is that like some of the other ones that I've seen, the remote is heftier and it seems to you can do more. So therefore you can adjust things so that like when you hit like take off, it takes off a foot and it just hovers there, and with whether the wind's blowing or not, it auto corrects.
Oh, okay.
So that doesn't do that at all.
GPS so like this is what I have it? For my planes, something similar to this.
Yeah, but a plane's different than the drone.
Yeah, I understand that. But a transmitter is a transmitter.
Oh well, right. But
I'm saying but I mean maybe there's just
see, but that yeah, and that there probably has trims and stuff like that and everything, and his doesn't have that, so his is just a lower, like we said, like it's a lower end drone.
Yeah, and it links into the phone.
It sucks. Let's just say it.
No, it doesn't.
It's
suck.
Are you taking it to Jamaica?
No, I'm not taking it to Jamaica.
You should.
It's from. It's
what happens when guy. When the
I
guy's
actually got
there.
Fucking afraid today. I thought I was going into the koi pond. I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, that's what I was going to. Does it have the GPS on in case you do lose it?
Yeah, it comes back automatically. And, oh, like, cool. When I first got it and the app did work.
What?
If it loses signal, they're designed to go back from their location to where they started via GPS.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So if you lose.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and like I said, Joe's, we went camping once and he took it and we went up. We were up in the woods somewhere in Poconos or whatever, and we flew it straight up. It went up so fucking fast. Couldn't even see it anymore, but we had a camera on the thing. And we just like flew who the hell knows where, miles and miles and miles. And he's like, here, watch. And he like turned it off or whatever. And the drone automatically freaking came back to where it started. And it came straight down and hovered a foot off the ground.
Yeah, it goes in within like 10 feet of where it took off at.
Crazy.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're really, really cool.
Yeah, because when I first got it, I took it like I was standing in the back of the house and I took it around to the front of the house and was like looking at the lower koi pond and the battery started going dead. And that's what happened. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Because it just started lifting and it went above the house and over the house and then just fucking landed like right in the back of Barbara's truck because that's where I had to take it off. I was like, what?
What's happening?
What is happening?
Skynet is real.
Honey, how's your new drone? It just fucking flew away.
It ran away.
Oh, that's cool. I got a couch.
It followed a pack of cats.
How long have we been gone for?
There you go, man.
Follow the cats with the
follow
drone.
Cats. A pack of cats.
Get
shit.
All you got to do.
I got to learn how to use it.
Well, no.
First.
All you got to do is take off from one of the cats.
Disguise it as a cat.
Right? So you take off from one of the cats. The cat runs over to Sinking Spring. The drone thinks its battery's dead and flies to whatever it took off from.
It lands on that cat.
That cat. It'll be perfect.
Oh shit!
We'll know exactly where it is because of the drone. So, did you have to register that with the FAA or any crazy?
You were supposed to.
You're supposed to, but he's just probably not. He's probably not flying high enough to.
I do want to. How high do they go? Will they go like as high as a
well,
tree?
Well, I think a lot of
look
them,
at that one that I got.
I don't know what yours is.
As high as a tree?
Yeah, like as the top of a tree. Like a
they'll
high
go,
pine tree.
Look, listen. Listen.
Like,
how high are you right
yo,
now?
That's what it, yo, yeah.
What's
like,
fucking?
Yo, that's
oh,
what it
a
says.
Pine tree.
Hey, that's what it says on the box. It says on the box. It says
go to the top of a
yeah,
pine tree.
Yeah, it says for ages 4 to 8. It goes to the height of a tall pine tree. Battery life.
Oh, I don't want this one. This
battery
one doesn't
life.
Quite get to the top of the pine
the
tree.
The length of a Saturday morning cartoon. Battery life.
Oh,
no, because there's a fucking hawk nest in the tree at our house, and I would like to take a picture of it, to go up there and take a picture
yes,
of
you
it
can.
On the drone.
Sure you can.
The drones are, I mean, they're going to be different, but like, again, I keep going back to Joe's, but his goes like a mile up in the fucking
oh,
sky
shit.
Or some shit.
As of December 21st, 2015, the FAA requires unmanned aircraft weighing more than 250
half
grams on takeoff.
Well, mine, I don't even think
outdoors,
weighs half a pound.
Be registered at the FAA. Well, I can tell you what yours weighs.
How long have we been going for?
For a long time.
And don't get me started about the FAA.
Well, let's
sure.
Maybe stop this one. And,
dude, 4.5 pounds.
That's with the controller.
My kid sent me a message. I wanted to check it.
Sure. Is she okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Still in the tub.
So fucking she pruned.
She's pruny.
Yeah. Get me out of this tub.
I'm pruny.
Well, you want to wrap this week up, and I'll talk to you from Jamaica.
We're just not good enough for him anymore.
I know.
Well, everybody, thanks again for joining us. That was episode 104. So we're clear. It's been Ryan, Jeff, Casey, and myself. It's been emotional. Goodbye.
Loot crate.
On the way there.